Thoughts on Zechariah, Zechariah chapter 8 and verse 13, response. Well, what this title means is that, what does God require of Judah? Remember, he has given this people a tremendous promise, massive encouragement, huge assurance. Do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. The blessing of God is coming. God has promised to send them such success. The times of sorrow and grief and anguish and misery are over. The blessing of the Lord will come upon them. But now, and it's all in the sovereign hand of God. It's a cast iron, copper bottomed guarantee. The promise, the encouragement, the assurance. So what does God require of this people? Well, it's very short, but it's very simple. It's very plain, and it's categorical. Do not be afraid. But, there's the contrast. Let your hands be strong. What is God saying to Judah here? They are not to be paralyzed. The ever-present danger of darkness and the dampener of being afraid. You have no need to fear now. I'm going to come back to you. I'm coming to bless you. Yes, you were taken into captivity because of your sin, but I have restored you. The temple, of course, it may not seem so massive in your eyes, and is not, but nevertheless, don't be afraid. Don't be paralyzed. Don't be so tied up with fear that you do nothing. And don't sit back and fold your arms. Oh, God is sovereign. He's going to bless us. A little folding of the arms, a little going to sleep. No. But let your hands be strong. What a contrast is this. Instead of sitting there paralyzed in fear or resting in this kind of hyper-fatalism, it's all going to be all right. No. Active, vigorous. This is what we need, says God. Fear, apathy, give up, and all that kind of thing has to be put away. No, confidence in God, assurance of his purpose and power means that you go and labor. You can see the application to Judah. The enemies are all around. The task is enormous. They're surrounded by pagans, but nevertheless, God is with them, and they must go on. But what about us, brother and sister, in the days of the New Covenant? Well, in the days of the New Covenant, Christ was explicit. Luke 24 and Acts chapter 1. They had to wait until the promise was given, the power of the Spirit. But having been given the Spirit, the day of Pentecost, then activity, they were unleashed, and they were empowered to live and to preach and to serve God. Then go and work, go and labor, preach, spread the gospel, preach Christ, preach the gospel, all in dependence upon God and his power. None of this hyper-nonsense of sitting back, oh, God will look after us, God will do this. Yes, but if you believe in the sovereignty of God, then be active for him. The sovereignty of God is never meant to be a pillow or a soporific. It's meant to be a stirrer for activity. Horatius Bonner put it this way, go labor on, spend and be spent, thy joy to do the Father's will. It is the way the Master went. Should not the servant tread it still? Go labor on, 'tis not for naught. Thy earthly loss is heavenly gain. Men heed thee, love thee, praise thee not. The Master praises, what are men? Go labor on, your hands are weak. Ha, so they are. Your knees are faint, your soul cast down. No, doesn't know that. Yet falter not. The prize you seek is near, a kingdom. Ah, the kingdom and a crown. Go labor on while it is day. Labor now, because you know, my friend, the night is coming when no man can work. Go labor on while it is day. The world's dark night is hastening on. Speed, speed thy work, cast sloth away, and it is not thus that souls are won. Toil on, faint not, keep watch and pray. What a word that is for me. Be wise, the erring soul to win. Go forth into the world's highway. Compel the wanderer to come in. Toil on, and in thy toil rejoice. For toil comes rest, for exile home. Soon shalt thou hear the bridegroom's voice, the midnight cry. Behold, I come. Well, that's the word to Judah. That's the word to us, my friend. How much clearer and more powerful for us than for the Jews. Do not be afraid, but let your hands be strong.